Plastics.
Hey, is Chris in by chance?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good. How you been?
Good, man. Busy over here, but it's been good. I just wanted to circle back here with you. I know we spoke here about 2.5 weeks ago. I know you were going to be looking at some expansions and projects coming up there. Just wanted to touch base there and see where the business is at.
It hasn't really changed since I talked to you. It's kind of in the same mode as I talked to you last time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's still a possibility.
Okay, okay.
Of doing something. I don't know if I need to or not.
I got you. What were the projects there that you had coming up?
We just had some different things that we were thinking about doing to, you know, expand the company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some different things. Some might be equipment. Some might be just, I mean, our material's real low right now. I thought about, you know, some stocking up on some of that as well, you know, things like
mm-hmm.
that.
I got you. When might you guys be looking to make that move there?
I don't know. I still think it's a little ways away. Could be a month or so.
Okay.
Consider anything.
I got you. You know, I wanted to touch base here. You know, as far as our programs go here, you know, once you're approved and in the system, the offers are good for 90 days. So if you kind of wanted to plan ahead on the financial side of it, just to see what you were working with, it might paint a clearer picture there for those projects that were coming up. Were these like completely new industries that you guys were looking into getting into, or was it just new pieces of equipment that were going to be necessary for the project?
It was, some of it was going to help us get involved in some newer industries.
I see. What type of industries there were you looking to get into?
I mean, the equipment we build would all look the same, but it's just, there's different types of industries. You know, like right now we're in galvanizing and steel, and we're looking to get into more wastewater stuff, you know, things like that. Water treatment type things.
I got you. Is there like different regulations or procedures there you guys will have to follow for that, or is it all pretty much the same?
No, I don't think so. It's just, you know, it'd be a little more of a build-up of our team and like I said, maybe some equipment, things like that.
I got you. Yeah, you know, if it's something you're looking at and is there like companies you already kind of are in negotiations with? Where are you guys currently in?
Yeah, it's things like that, yeah. The companies we're talking to. Things that we've done before. We have the experience. It's not like we don't know how to do this, but...
Oh, so you've done it in the past.
Yeah. It's something we've done before, and we're just trying to put some more focus back on that.
Did you guys like lease that equipment in the past, or did you used to own like older machines that operated on that?
No, just, you know, like some more of the equipment would give us, you know, more capacity.
I see. Are you guys able to bring on more equipment with the size of your location? Is there enough room for it?
Yeah, I mean, there is.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you'd like to see at least what you get approved for and kind of maybe get a clearer picture for you, I'd love to see what we could do for you. As far as capital goes, would that be more used for just the inventory and materials there for the business, or was there any other capital needs there you guys might have?
It's probably mainly that. You know, like I said, I'm on the fence if I even need to do anything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We have a current credit line with our bank. It was,
yeah.
If some of this was going our way and I, you know, I'm, you know, might consider something, but if not, you know, I might not do anything, that's all.
Yeah, and you guys said, I think in my notes here I had, you guys had the line of credit with PNC for like $350K, is that correct? Yeah, I mean, the line of credit's probably going to be great for you for the inventory and materials just because you can probably pay that back fairly quick. But with the equipment, you know, if you can finance that over a 5-year term, you know, you might pay a little extra in interest, but spreading the payments out, you know, it'll free up a lot more cash flow there for the business.
Right.
Did you have like... Sorry, continue.
I know your service is more of a short-term service, right?
On the capital side, yes. Equipment's anywhere from 2 to 5 years.
Okay.
Some can get approved for 6 years. So on the equipment side, you're able to definitely spread it out there, kind of lower your payments, and allow yourself to make money off that piece of equipment immediately.
Right. Okay. But, yeah, I think you're, you know, like I said, it's not bad that you're staying in touch, but I think I'm a little early on making any decisions on anything, so.
Because,
mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. that month could be a month, or it could be 3 months. I don't even know.
I see. Are you guys pretty busy with the projects that you currently have, or how's business at the moment?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Okay.
We're just steady, you know, like a steady year, like a normal year, you know.
Yeah, I mean, with your industry, though, that's a pretty good year, though. I've had some nightmare stories of some of these companies here that have just gone in almost like straight limbo. So, yeah.
What kind of industries?
Well, the trucking and, like, injection molding here, plastic injection molding, they've been on, like, I mean, it's a little bit of what you guys do, right? Are you more on the steel side?
No, we're a custom fabricator.
Okay.
We don't mold anything.
Okay.
Our stuff's like industrial equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's all custom built, so we can build anything.
Oh, wow.
And it's not molded. It's, you know, it's heavy duty. It's large equipment.
Yeah, as far as the tooling goes there, are you guys having to... What do you guys do after, like, a project there? Are you having the company pay for that piece of equipment there, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, we own all that equipment already. This is more of expansion ideas, you know, like if we wanted to grow, that's all. It's not just to keep us hanging on or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if
mm-hmm.
we wanted to just stay the steady as she goes and grow slower, we could just do nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I know you said you were looking to getting into like the wastewater. Does that kind of go hand in hand with the steel industry there, or is that just a whole new?
Well, it's a different industry that we've been in. It's just it has a lot more potential, you know, because it's more worldwide, and you know.
I see. A lot of opportunity that could be in that part of it.
A lot of opportunity. It's a really specialized.
You know, I see.
There's very few companies that can do what we can do.
I got you. Is there a lot of opportunity there in the location that you're at for that, or is that something you've had to kind of go out and market?
No, we could be in any anywhere in the U.S. and do what we do.
Okay.
So our location is probably really good, anyways, in the Pittsburgh area. So.
I got you.
So, teams have been working out really well. So.
I see. Well.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, if it does come up here within the next month, we can definitely get the ball rolling for you. If you want to see what we can get you approved for, you know, if you'd want to, at least on the equipment side, I think that's probably where we'd probably be able to help you out a little bit more, you know, just to see what you could get approved for. And if you can, if we can get you a good rate there on the piece of equipment, and it's going to be cheaper than you even anticipated, it might be something you'll be able to get going sooner for the business, and with the opportunity you said it does have with that industry, it might be something worth looking at, especially since the offer will be good for 90 days, so you'll have some cushion there to kind of work with it.
Right. Okay.
So, well, you have my information there, Chris. Let me just double check. It's the Chris at Crichton Plastics.
.org?
Yeah, that's the one I have. Okay.
Where are you guys located?
We're actually out in San Diego, so we're a private business bank out there.
I'm from California.
So. What part?
From Fullerton.
Okay, yeah, you're like you're about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of us. So yeah. We're right next to the Miramar Air Base. So.
Yeah, I've been to San Diego.
It's not the worst place.
No, it's a nice place. California is a nice place.
Yeah, I do not hate it out here, that's for sure. So.
No.
Well, Chris, you got my information there. You know, I'll just keep touching base. Feel free to email me or give me a call there, you know, if anything does come up.
Okay.
And we can get the ball rolling there if that opportunity does present itself.
Okay.
All right, Chris, we'll be in touch.
Thanks.
Enjoy the rest of your week. No worries.
Bye.